Welcome to the Wise Woman Collective. My name is Elizabeth Ankrey. I am the host and the creator of the Wise Woman Collective. The Wise Woman Collective is a space created to inspire women to trust God and become the woman that God has created them to be. Thank you for joining. I can't wait for us to get into this episode. Let's get it. Thank you all for joining me for episode number 3. Before we get started, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you. Thank you all for your love and your support in our first full-length episode. I am so grateful for you all. Thank you all so much for reposting, for sharing, for liking, for subscribing, especially to those who have never listened to a podcast. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for your positive feedback. It is greatly appreciated. God is so faithful, and I'm so grateful for what he's doing in this season to do something that God has put on your heart for a while, and then to see several countries listening in. It is only by the grace of God, and I'm extremely grateful. Thank you all so much for the love. Thank you all so much for the support. I just humbly ask that you continue to listen, that you share it to whoever you can, because this journey is just getting started. All right, now we're going to get into episode number 3. Let's go. All right, today I just want to discuss with you something that I consider very important. It's one of the most important things that I have been able to learn in my life, and I want to share with you all today. It's important. It's important for every woman to be clear on this one thing. It affects every decision that we make. It affects how we show up in the world. It affects our families. It affects our children. It affects our marriage. It affects everything. And the thing about it is we hear it all the time. It sounds like a cliche, but it's probably one of the most important things that we must be solid on. And it's something that I noticed that any woman that I considered successful had a good grasp on too. And that is their identity, knowing who they are and knowing whose they are. It changed the game for me. You know, in my previous episode, I shared with everyone a lot of my mistakes and the journey of aligning my life with God's will for me. Now, within that journey, I had to deal with a lot of the disappointments and a lot of the mistakes and the past failures that I had in order to move forward. And I know I did not want my mistakes in my past to define what was going to go on in the future. And so despite the fact that I know that God had a plan for my life, you hear, oh, he has a plan for you. You hear all these positive things, but internally you don't feel that way because your fear of failure handicaps you. Your fear of rejection paralyzes you. Your shyness cripples you. But it wasn't until I understood that I had to be clear on who I am in order to show up as the woman that God had called me to be. Meaning that I had to take a minute to reflect and see what I or how I define myself. And did I define myself by temporary things like the car that I drive and all that? No. But I had come to this realization that my relationship with God was very important if I was going to live out the will of God for my life. In order to know or to live out God's will for your life, you need to know who God has called you to be. And you're not able to know who God has called you to be if you do not have a meaningful relationship with him. Many people will give you the impression that you can live out your best life without him. But sis, I'm here today to let you know that is a no-no. It's not going to happen. You may think you're happy. You may think you're good. You may think you're financially sound. But without him, you can do nothing. Without him and knowing who you are in him, you will never reach the height of who God has called you to be. our insecurities, our weaknesses, our fears will always try to define how far we can go. And we as human beings respond in many different ways. One way may be depression and anxiety, where we just don't have enough faith in ourselves, our faith in the situation. And so we just emotionally and mentally cannot see where God is or what God is doing. And so we lose confidence in ourselves. Our self-worth is affected. And you find that it's in these moments that we make decisions that do not align with who God has called us to be. We find that even the relationships that we get into, the marriages that we get into, the financial obligations we put upon ourselves are just based on how we see ourselves. And then we have other people who respond in what I call unhealthy competition, that they see what the next person is doing and they just want to jump on that. They feel that what somebody else is doing is meaning that they're not doing enough, so they have to push. And then you find that they do all this pushing to find out that this is not what God called you to do. It's important, if no one will say it, I want to say it today, is that we all need to know who we are. We need to know whose we are, because that also changes the game even further. When you don't know who you are, you treat people bad because of, you know, I'm beginning to learn that a lot of people's actions towards people really doesn't have to do anything with the person. It's just with the internal dialogue and internal issues that person has. And so they take it out on people. And a lot of it comes down to, do you know who you are? Because if you knew who you are, you wouldn't do that. It wouldn't have been necessary to put your sister down or to ignore her, or to feel that you have to talk about her or disrespect her. When we know who we are confident. We know that we are more than enough. And the thing is, in our natural selves, we're not, because we have weaknesses. Everyone does. We have mistakes and failures. Everyone does. We have fears. Everyone does. But when you're able to locate your identity in Christ, meaning that you know that as a believer in Jesus Christ, that you have now a new identity that has taken into account everything you've done wrong. It takes into account the things you're not able to do in your own strength. I'll give you an example, exactly what I'm doing right now. I'm on a microphone speaking. Anyone who's known me when I was younger knows that if you put a microphone in my hand, I am going to shake because I have a fear of speaking. And so, over the years, I've been given more opportunities to hold the mic and speak in front of crowds. In my natural self, I cannot do that. But when I realized that God had called me for something, not only did I let go of what I didn't know how to do, I just began to trust that, God, you called me, so you're going to give me everything I need. That was one. And I found that in a scripture in Ephesians chapter 3, verse 1. And in that scripture, it says clearly, and I'll read it to you, it's Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. Praise be to God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. What I realized was when I start taking my position as a child of God serious, I began to see who I am in Christ. And what I realized and what I learned was that everything I needed to be who God has called me to be, I have because of my relationship with Him, because of my identity in Him. Many of us are living our lives saying that we are believers, but living our lives outside of God's will, one, and outside of the identity that He's given us as a child of God. It's kind of like having an insurance benefit. And you know, oh, I got insurance, but you don't know any of the detailed benefits. You don't know anything. And many of us, that is how we've looked at the scriptures. Oh, you just know you got the Bible and I'm a Christian. But what is inside the promises of God specific to you, you don't even know. And so you walk around calling yourself a child of God, but not showing up like a child of God. My identity is no longer, I'm a wife, I'm a mother. I always say now, I'm a child of God first, because to be who God has called me to be as a wife, to be who God has called me to be as a mother, I have to take up my position in Him. Because leave it to me, I'll mess it up. I just don't have it in me. But with Him, I can do all things. And so it's important that we are clear on who God has called us to be, who we are in Christ. For me, early on, God had showed me that when it came to marriage, if I went in the way I saw myself, that the type of marriage I would be in would not be healthy. And so I had to take this back seat and say, God, you know what? You know what you're doing in my life. So I'm going to go ahead and let you take the driver's seat, because I know that in you, what you have for me is better than I could ever have. And we'll have a podcast sharing that in the future as well. But I knew that on my own, I could not do it. But in Him, He would give me the best. And sis, He gave me the best for me. And so today, I just want us to know that God has called us to do a lot. He's not called us to be mediocre. This podcast, I'm claiming by faith that it is going to take over the nations. People all over the world are going to hear my voice. Not because I'm Elizabeth and I think I'm all that, because Elizabeth in Christ can do all things. That God is doing a new work in me and through me. And so His message has to go out, which is the second point of knowing who you are, is knowing whose you are. You have to know who you belong to. And many of us know the Bible, but we don't know God. Many of us can listen to scriptures and have notes for days, but we don't know God. We don't have a revelation of who God is. And today I want to encourage you to get a clear picture on who you belong to. Because when I begin to realize that I belong to God Almighty, I belong to Him, that this is the one person who has never lost a battle. He is someone that no one can even compete against. And there's no one who has tried to stand against Him and has won. And this person is invested in me. He is invested in who He has called me to be. He's invested in my marriage. He's invested in my children. He's invested in the call upon my life. He's invested in everything that I do. So I can't fail. So why am I trying to follow everybody and what everybody's doing? Why am I being insecure? Why am I allowing my fear of speaking to paralyze me? Because in Him, I have everything that I need. I have the confidence that I need to stand behind the mic and speak. Because in Him, I can do all things. And because I belong to Him, I will not fail. He will take the words that come out of my mouth and they will penetrate the hearts of everyone who will listen. Not because I'm proud and because of who He is. I can't fail. And today, I want us to show up in everything that we do as the women that God has called us to be. Take your position. You are not weak. You have not failed. There's not enough failure to keep God from glorifying Himself in your life. You are not better than anyone. You belong to God. He has you for a specific purpose. He didn't bring you here to look at somebody else and see what they're doing. He called you to be you and to do you with grace. A lot of us are in relationships right now because we are in them not because we know who we are. We're in there because we have taken on, we've looked at our experiences, our past, our preferences, and we believe that that's who God has called us to be. That's what we deserve. And we find our places in relationships that don't serve us. And these relationships don't have to just be marriages or courting type relationships or boyfriend, girlfriend type of relationships, even our friendships, even our relationships with family. When you know who you are and you know what God wants for you because He's invested in you, you don't allow people to treat you anyhow, to talk to you anyhow, to disrespect you anyhow. You ask for wisdom and you align. And I just want you to know, sis, that you're a child of God And your self-worth is not in anything else but who God has called you to be. And if you have allowed anything else to define who you are, then sis, it's time to stop. And then for those of you who know, oh, I'm a child of God, but you're not acting like it, sis, it's time for you to get deeper. It's time for you to ask for a revelation of who you really are in Christ. And it's important that all of us, every day, be clear on whose we are. We are loved. We are precious. Our worth is far more than rubies. We are blessed. We are highly favored. We are adorned with the glory of God. We carry the presence of God. And some of you are afraid to hear that, but sis, that's who you are. And anything less is not you. So today, I just want to encourage you, get in your position. Be confident in what God called you to do. And it doesn't mean you got to stand behind a microphone like I am today. It might just be being a good wife, being the wife God called you to be, being the mother God called you to be. It might be that business idea that you keep running away from and you're afraid to start. It might be that you're just clueless about life and you don't know what to do. And you're tired of running and chasing and circling. When you know who you are and whose you are, sis, you're winning. Why? Because in episode number 2, I told you all about aligning your life, wanting what God wants for you more than you. And today I'm telling you that when you know who you are and whose you are, you win. I did a quick study on some successful women. And when you listen to the words that come out of these women's mouth, you would not believe it. Their success has nothing to do with what they do. Their success came from who their identity, how they see themselves, who they are, and whose they are. They know that God has them, so they will not fail. So they keep going level upon level upon level. And some of them don't even mention God sometimes. But what about us who proclaim the name of Jesus Christ? What about us? So today, sis, we showing up. Wise on the collective, we showing out. We're going to stand up in our positions as daughters of the Most High God. We are not going to allow life disappointments to push us down. We're not going to let fear, insecurity, negativity, hate fill our hearts. We're going to ask for the Spirit of God to take over, to reveal himself to us. So sometimes you just need that. You need God to say, God, just show me who you are. Show me who I am. Because I don't know. I don't know. And he is so gracious that he'll do it. And you'll begin to see, young woman who's waiting on God, that your taste begins to change. You'll notice those things that are not really befitting for you. You no longer have a taste for it. That whole cycle, the same type of guy with the same issues, girl, is all because you don't know who you are. God wants you to level up to the wife who is just moving with the flow. You know, it's just not really knowing her position in this marriage. It just feels like she's not loved, is not content. And if you knew your influence in the marriage, and if you knew what you can do when you pray to God on your knees, you would know you have power to change that whole marriage and flip it upside down. Well, upside right, because we don't want it upside down. And if you're a mama, homeschooling, distance learning is challenging us. We have become teachers overnight. But when we know who we are, we know that we're not going to allow distance learning and homeschooling to, you know, challenge or threaten our relationships with our children. But we're going to use this as an opportunity to be a reflection of God to our kids. That we're going to speak positive things into their life, that we're not going to give up on them. So today, I just want you to, you know, after you've listened to this, just to sit down and just in your journal or something, ask yourself, who am I? Write it down and see if you don't have anything to write, or if you're writing and you start looking and like, oh, wait, this is how I define myself. Then sis, it's time. It's time for us to do something different so we can get to the next level. And once you finish writing down, just ask God, Lord, give me a revelation of who I am in you. Give me a new revelation of you, Lord. I've been holding on to the same God since 2009. I've been holding on to this God my mom knows, and I don't really know you for myself. I've been going through the motions doing this church thing, but I really don't know who you are. And all he needs you to do is to be honest and to be humble, and he'll begin to show you. And so once you're done doing that whole exercise, go ahead and send this to 10 other people who will be inspired to show up as the woman that God has called them to be, who will be confident in knowing who they are in Christ and whose they are. And so until the next episode, thank you and God bless you. Bye.